From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday that American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term.
Instead of going down to 5,500 troops by the end of this year, the United States will maintain approximately 8,400 troops in Afghanistan into next year through the end of my administration.
Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. A British inquiry led by respected statesman John Chilcott has found that the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago was, in its words, unnecessary.
We have concluded that the UK chose to join the invasion of Iraq before the peaceful options for disarmament had been exhausted.
In an official report, the inquiry says Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein represented no imminent threat to Britain or to Western powers. Chilcott blamed politicians, intelligence officials, diplomats, and generals for their role in the invasion. The report excoriates then-British Prime Minister Tony Blair. On Wednesday, Blair took responsibility for taking Britain into war.
For that decision today, I accept full responsibility. Without exception and without excuse.
However, Blair also said the world is a better place because of the removal of Saddam. Military sources say two suicide bombers struck a military base near the Aden International Airport in Yemen Wednesday. At least six people were killed. Security sources said gun battles followed the explosions as militants tried to take advantage of the confusion. The attack came on the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Fitr. This is VOA News.